The Svensson Smart 06B is a remote-controlled electric kettle compatible with the Tuya app. It offers control over temperature and heating time. Here, I will show how its firmware can be changed to make it compatible with Home Assistant. This will also result in it being cut off from the cloud, i.e., you will gain privacy and security. In a previous topic, I showed this kettle with the manufacturer's app. I invite you to take a look. Why Wi-Fi connectivity in an electric kettle? Svensson Tuya Smart 06B test. The WBR3 Wi-Fi module is hidden in the handle. It needs to be unsoldered from the base, as the programming pads are on its underside. Programming by topic: WBR2, WBR3, WBRU, W701 VA2CG pinout, datasheet, flashing for Home Assistant. Upload the OBK. Even if there is a different Wi-Fi module inside, everything should already be supported. The whole thing, of course, needs to be properly powered. I use an external 3.3-volt LDO. Note, for convenience, the further part is realized on my board with CB3S, but programmatically it comes out the same. Both modules are supported by OBK. Now you can get into the configuration. The device inside is based on an additional MCU. You should familiarize yourself with the subject. Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module. We now follow the Tuya MCU guide. Tuya MCU flashing, installation and configuration guide. Configure DPID for Home Assistant. I personally took the method of guessing the DPID after flashing, so I'll describe it here. I started by enabling the variable save flags and a simple autoexec.bat starting the driver. After the reboot, the packets have already started to appear in the log. DP command correctly returned their values in JSON format. I managed to find the current temperature there, read only. This is the same value as on the screen. I therefore entered its mapping into the configuration. In a similar way, I found the relay state. This also gives us control. It is not a read-only variable. The type of the variable is Boolean, 0 or 1. I found the target temperature in the same way. For it, I chose the form of the entry field. The whole thing appears to be working. Final autoexec.bat. You can now pair with the Home Assistant. HA panel. Relay control available. We also have a temperature history, current and target. Basically, all the basic functions work, and now the more advanced ones can be realized on automations with Home Assistant. Summing up, it was a pairing of the electric kettle with Home Assistant. I was able to run all its basic functions here. The more advanced stuff sewn into the Tuya MCU DPID, I didn't decode because I think that, for example, such temperature maintenance in our absence can already be realized in the HA itself. The biggest difficulty was the WBR3 soldering. Unfortunately, this module has programming pads on the bottom, so hot air is needed. It would be better to get a version with CB3S or TWYE3S, etc. Then programming is easier. Do you see a use for this type of gadget? Or was it just educational fun without being reflected in practice though? Whatever the intended use, the devices now operate 100% locally. No cloud, no manufacturer servers.